We're back live here at the Sales High School between games of this Southeast 2B doubleheader between the DeSales Irish and the Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights. The Irish girls win the first half of the doubleheader convincingly 53-21. The Irish boys are going to have a tough test here. The Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights have a league win over a good Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy team. Their head coach, Scott Wagner, the last couple of years has taken them down to Bend, Oregon for a very competitive Christmas tournament. In fact, their last game of the tournament, they lost to Rogers of Spokane, a 4A school, 57-36. They beat North Eugene the day before. I'm assuming North Eugene is a somewhat larger school than Walla Walla Valley Academy. They're tall. They've got very athletic players, and typically when these teams get together, it's very high scoring. They know each other well. They play against each other during summer league, obviously grow up here in the, together in the Walla Walla Valley. Their campuses only a few miles apart. Last year they split two games. The Irish lost at Walla Walla University 66-53, and then on the Irish home floor, and a high-scoring game, beat the Knights 77-72. So it should be a high-scoring game. We're going to gather up the starting lineups, take another break, share those lineups with you, and get going here on the boys' side of this doubleheader when we come back on 1320 AM KHDC.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
Whether it's lunchtime, holiday time, game time, or family dinner time, any time is a great time for good eats, especially if they come from Cucini Italian Imports and Deli. Cucini's house-cured salami and cheese trays are works of art, and their take-and-bake dishes will have your family or dinner guests thinking you've spent all day cooking in the kitchen. New owners Chad and Michelle Martiselli-Kelgard continue on with Cucini's tradition of delectable, mouth-watering, palate-pleasing Italian deliciousness. Cucini's, 960 Wallula Avenue, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
A healthy cat can live a long time. Thanks to modern veterinary medical care, cats can live to be 15, even 20 years old. After cats reach 8 years of age, however, they are more susceptible to diseases associated with aging. Have your older cats examined at least once a year by your veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back as the teams continue to warm up. The Irish in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim. The Knights in the road black uniforms with the white trim, the maroon numbers, and Knights across the front warming up to my left. Head coach John Lesko of DeSales talking with Scott Wagner down below me. Let's take a quick look at the WAVA roster. They have some height. Their tallest player, Caleb King, a 6'8" senior. He had 9 points and 11 rebounds in that loss to 4A Rogers in their Christmas tournament. He had 8 points each game that these teams played last year. They have another starter at 6'5", Austin Jennings. He's a junior. He had 8 points and 12 rebounds in their win, league win over Waitsburg Prescott. And looking at their scores from different games of the season, Their high point guy has been different almost every game. Their most consistent scorers appear to be Zane Browning, a 6'3 junior who was not on the varsity roster last year. He had 22 against Waitsburg-Prescott. He had 10 in the loss to Rogers in the Christmas tournament. And then Cameron Fitzgerald, he's a returning starter. He is the real deal. He's a 6'3 senior. He has 6 and 15 points in two games between these teams last year. He scored 14 against Waitsburg, 17 against Rogers. And so those appear to be the top offensive players. Jennings, who watching him warm up, is a very physical-looking 6'5 kid. I wouldn't say he's necessarily a big weightlifter. I don't see a lot of definition there, but he's a thick-chested 6'5 kid that's going to create some problems from the Irish inside. But DeSales has some height, too. Cole Needham, a 6'7 junior, very capable of playing physical inside when he chooses to. In Zach Leahy is 6'6, a sophomore who can play all the spots on the floor. Zach, a bit lanky. He's had a couple of double-doubles this season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the two teams. For Walla Walla Valley Academy, Scott Wagner will send out Malcolm Shaw, 5'10 senior, who did not play in the Christmas tournament games. Maybe he didn't go. He is a very good three-point shooter. He has 3 3-pointers in a game against the Irish last year. 3 points, 3 3-pointers in each game. Zane Browning, the 6'3 junior, is statistically their leading scorer this year. He has 22 and 18 points in the two games this season that I recorded stats from. Cameron Fitzgerald, the 6'3 senior, their most consistent all-around player. Caleb King, the 6'8 senior, will be the tallest player on the floor. And Austin Jennings, the 6'5 junior. So they've got the height, 6'8, 6'5, 6'3, 6'3, and 5'10. They've got experience, 3 seniors and 2 juniors, a good-looking lineup for the night. For John Lesko's Irish, he will start John Crowley, the 6'2 junior. John Crowley and Isaiah Standard typically trade off defending the best scorer for the night, and they've got a lot of them who can score. It'll be interesting to see who John Lesko and his assistant coaches, especially Nick Hazeltine, who's in charge of the defense, who they match up against the night's top scorers. Tyler Jacobson, a 5'11 senior, will start. Tyler had a good game at Mackay on Tuesday, a game the Irish won handily, as Tyler scored 13 points. Cole Needham, the 6'7 junior, will start. He also had 13 against Mackay, as the Irish had nice balance with 3 players in double figures. The third player was Cam Richmond, the 6-foot senior, 16 points. Cam can fill it up. He's had several 20-plus ball games. Last year on this floor, when the Irish beat Wava, upset them in the last league game of the season, 77-72. Cameron put up 31 in that one. Zach Leahy will be the 5th starter. The 6'6 sophomore has a couple double-doubles this year. He can play every position on the floor offensively. So the Irish will counter the night height with some height of their own. Meet him at 6'7, Leahy at 6'6. Then it gets a little smaller. Crowley at 6'2, Cameron Richmond at 6', Tyler Jacobson at 5'11. Experience-wise, Jacobson and Richmond are seniors. Crowley, Needham are juniors, and Leahy's a sophomore. So tonight, a taller team, a more experienced team, and they're coming away from a Christmas tournament where they played some big schools down in Bend, Oregon. The Blue Mountain League officials tonight watching the lineup: Ron Higgins, Brian Richard, and Jim Sanders. And we're just about ready to go. We'll take one more quick break. We'll have the opening tip-off when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student-athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Say you're not into veggies, Le Pizzari's puts you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest,
a bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese,
and our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's Finest and Pizzari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
KGDC Walla Walla.
As we come back, we're ready to go. Brian Richard with the Blue Mountain Official Association tosses it up. The Knights control the tip quickly in the offensive end, attacking the basket. We've got a whistle on a foul called right away as they got the ball into Cameron Fitzgerald. Two passes, contact down low. The foul's on Miedema, his first, and Cameron Fitzgerald, the 6'3 senior, will shoot two free throws. 9 seconds into the ball game. Fitzgerald's first one is good. The Knights score first. Good crowd for this boys' game, as it's, I would say, about 70% full across the gymnasium. Student section on the school nights, about four rows deep. Across the way to my right, left, as Fitzgerald hits the second free throw. Irish first offensive possession. Knights lead it 2-0. A lot of contrast in color out there. The white home jerseys for the Irish, the black road uniforms for the Knights. Jacobson has it slapped back in his face by Browning. And now he'll get it over to Leahy. Zone defense by the Knights. Pass inside to Crowley. He loses the handle. Loose ball picked up by Jennings. Here come the Knights quickly in the front court. Browning to Fitzgerald. Will give and go. Fitzgerald down low. Powers it up. Hits it. He's fouled. Cameron Fitzgerald, the 6'3 senior, going to work on the Irish. A quick 4-0 lead for the Knights. And the foul's on Crowley, his first. The Knights play zone. They like to run when they can, and they attack the basket. Fitzgerald can leap, too. He's in at least one of the games I've called of the Knights. He's had a dunk shot. He's got all five of the points here early. Our second possession turned it over on the first. Richmond and Jacobson play catch against the zone. Right wing now, Leahy. Pass inside for Miedema. He loses the handle. The Irish turn it over again inside. Quickly come the Knights inside to Jennings. Powers it up in the inside. Won't go. Rebound. Leahy. Zach will survey the defense, but the Irish have tried to get it to the high post twice and turned it over twice. Baseline pass to Miedema. He gets it off. He was on the 15 feet on the baseline. That ball nicked the edge of the backboard and went in. So the Irish get a bucket from Miedema. The Irish down 5-2. A minute into this one. Shaw, three on the way and good from the left wing. Now from Shaw, the 5'10 senior. And the Knights have not missed, other than the play where Fitzgerald got fouled. They lead it 8-2. The Sails trying to stay close. Trying to solve this zone defense. Jacobson, deep three on the right wing off the mark. Long rebound to Fitzgerald in the corner. Up to Shaw. He wants to run it. Irish hustle back, swing it over to Browning. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Crowley at the top of the key with the long rebound. Now to Leahy. Zach, the 6'6 sophomore, will bring it into front court. Now off top it goes to Richmond, back to Crowley. Or Leahy, excuse me, now to meet him, a double teamed in the post. Kick out to Leahy. Long jumper, he's got it. Three-pointer from the corner. The Irish go inside and kick it back out. Leahy caught it, shot it, dropped it. 8-5. The Sails down by three. Browning on the drive, got a whistle on a push foul. The foul is on at Richmond, his first. On the drive, not a shooting foul, so the Knights will inbound right in front of the Sales student section. They'll move their feet so Jennings can come over and stand there. Jennings will inbound. Out near half court to Fitzgerald. Left corner goes to Browning. Goes by Richmond, kick out to Fitzgerald. Three on the way, it won't go. Rebound, Jennings gets the long rebound, the 6'5 junior. Kicks it back out to Fitzgerald. Cut off by Isaiah Standard, who's checked in. Right wing pass to Browning, he loses it out of bounds. Michael Cottle, Irish senior in the second row, will of the cheering section for the Irish. We'll get it to Ron Higgins, the official. Now meet him inbounds to Leahy. Leahy into front court, now right side drive by Richmond. We got a whistle on a reach-in foul as Browning and Jennings are both there. The foul is on Zane Browning, the 6'3 junior. So Browning loses the handle on the ball at the offensive end, fouls at the defensive end. First foul of the night, 5:44 to go first quarter. Sales with the basketball trailing 8-5 against the Knights, who got off to the hot start. Inside this standard, kick out to Jacobson, swing it to Richmond. Richmond puts the ball on the floor, cut off, puts the defense, and shoots it right up into the crotch of the backboard in the rim where it sticks, and Fitzgerald will jump up and tip it out. Possession arrow, that's a jump ball, the possession arrow in favor of the Irish. So Richmond challenged the 6'8 Caleb King on that one. Inbound to Richmond, got a whistle on a push foul. And it's a push from behind by Jennings on the Irish inbound as Richmond had inside position. Cameron generously listed at 6 foot. He's trying to get some position on the 6'8 King on this inbound. Can't do it. Jacobson will catch the ball just in front of half court. Tight ropes it now. Richmond on the ball with the ball on the right wing. So Jacobson, swing it left side. Leahy up top to Jacobson. Swing it right side. Stolen by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald ahead to Browning. He misses the lay-in. Leahy with the rebound on the low dribble. Getting it away from Fitzgerald. The Irish get a break there as they turn it over, and then the Knights could not finish in transition. Browning, the open look. Swing it to Richmond. Long three. He's got it. But the Sales down 8-2 early. Now it's 8-8. As three different Sales players have scored. So the Irish survived a quick start by the Knights. Fitzgerald on the drive. Won't go off the front rim. Stays right with it. And puts it back in without coming down. Fitzgerald, a talented athletic move. He's got 7 of their 10 points. High post to Miedema, 14-footer straight away off there. Won't go. Rebound tips around. Jennings gets it away from Leahy and Standard. To Fitzgerald, quickly up court to Shaw. Shaw to Jennings, the trailer. Kick out to Shaw. 3 on the way over. Jacobson won't go. Rebound Jennings. Can't find the handle. Moves it out of bounds. I just got a break there because nobody blocked out Jennings. But he couldn't come up with the ball. Browning's going to come out of the ball game, and Mickey Acosta, 5'11 sophomore, checks in for Coach Scott Wagner's Knights. Also coming in for Walla Walla Valley Academy, Brandon Richardson, a 6-foot senior. He had 19 versus Mackay in a game earlier this year. He's got a lot of different guys who can score. Halfway through this first quarter, Irish down 10-8 with the ball, working down to my right. Trying to solve the zone. Inside the standard, he turns and throws it right to Fitzgerald. Intended for Dominic Kelgard, who's checked in for Miedema. Fitzgerald the other way, strong with the shot, won't go. Rebound, Leahy. Fights off the contact, and now we'll bring it up court. Nice rebound by the 6'6 sophomore, Zach Leahy. Left wing pass to Richmond. Up top to Kelgard. Kicks it out to Jacobson. 3 on the way, won't go. Kelgard fights with the rebound, can't hit the putback. Now we've got a foul on the rebound. Dominic Kelgard had a nice look inside and couldn't finish. But we have a push foul after the second miss, and that's on Cameron Fitzgerald, his first. Each team with 3 team fouls, 3:32 to go first quarter. Get him out quickly to Richmond. He scores. He's fouled. Yeah, the Knights go to sleep defensively as Richmond got the quick inside position as soon as Leahy got in his hands. He passed it quickly to Cameron. Cameron scores it and gets pushed in the back. Cameron's got 5. The foul was on Brandon Richardson, his first. So the Irish can take a lead here at the free throw line. We'll have to wait till after a timeout, though. We're tied at 10, 3:32 to go. Richmond at the line. A chance to break the tie when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drink stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drink so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live. Cameron Richmond, a chance to complete a 3-point play the hard way. Crowd gets quiet. Rebound. We got a whistle. Lane violation on the Knights. Cameron's free throw went off the back iron. The black jersey Knights were in the lane too soon. So Cameron will get another try. Takes his time. Second free throw's on the way. It's also off the mark. Also too strong. Rebound this time by Mickey Acosta for the Knights. Gets it to Fitzgerald for the Knights, who scored 8 quick points. But the Sails has come back to tie it at 10. Shaw gets it to Acosta. Acosta drives left side. Tries to circumvent the baseline. Can't do it. Steps on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. So the Knights turn it over. Coach Wagner will bring Browning back into the ballgame. And Jake Carey, a 5'8 sophomore, in for the first time as Shaw and Fitzgerald come out. They have all 8 of the night points, or excuse me, all 10 of the night points, and they'll sit down. So the Irish working against that night zone. Jacobson, long pass over the right corner to Leahy. He goes baseline, pulls up from 12, and out and rolls back in. Nice soft touch for Leahy. He's got 5, and the Irish have their first lead at 12-10. 2:52 to go first quarter. Acosta brings it across the timeline. Now passes right side to Browning. Browning cut off, gets it to Jennings. Up top to Terry. Terry in the right corner to Browning. Irish playing man-to-man defense. Browning on the drive, collides with Kelgard. Offensive foul on Zane Browning. Nice defense by Dominic Kelgard. Took the charge, so the Sails, for the first time, will possess the ball with the lead. 2:37 to go, first quarter. Irish up 12-10. Two teams undefeated in conference play, still very early in the conference season. Richmond, baseline drive, pulls up from 8, in and out, rebound Knights. Down Zane Browning up the right side, cut off, now gets it to Acosta. Left corner is Terry. Now between the circles with it is Browning. Goes by Standard, loses the ball, right to Jennings though. Browning lost it, but it went right to Jennings, who laid it in. We're tied at 12, 2:08 to go first quarter. Richmond, cut off on a double team, gets it to Leahy, swing it to Jacobson. Back to Leahy between the circles, 6'6", sophomore, looks inside, nobody open. Right wing pass to Jacobson, back to Leahy, top of the key. Swing it to Jacobson, 3 on the way, in and out. Rebound tipped, controlled by Standard, stripped by Browning. Isaiah did the tough part, got it away from the 6'5 Jennings, but Zane Browning, the 6'3 junior, picks his pocket from behind. Acosta, left corner to Terry, up top to Browning. Browning, the junior, one of their top scorers, has not scored here in the first quarter. Now Acosta with it, pulls up from 15, won't take it. Passes back to Terry, shot clock at 15, Browning with it. He'll drive in, try to dump it to Jennings, he will. Jennings can't finish in traffic, rebound Kelgar. Tied at 12, here come the Irish. Leahy between the circles, left wing to Jacobson. Now up top to Richmond in the right corner, Leahy. Leahy jumps up in the lane, can't get open, kicks out their switch or to Bonnager, to Jacobson for 16 feet away, and he nails it. Inside the arc, Tyler's first bucket of the game, and we got a whistle and a foul as the Knights bring it up court. The foul's on Cameron Richmond, pushing off his second. Cameron's going to sit down with 5 points. Leahy comes out. Frank Fang, 5'9 junior, checks in. Crowley comes back into the game as well, as does Cole Miedema. So a lot of substitutions for Coach Lesko's team. Richardson comes back in for the Knights. Jennings with it. We're a minute to go in the first quarter. Up top now, Browning for 3. He's got it. Zane Browning, little wave, little hand in the cookie jar, follow through. Now a steal on the inbound by Shaw. Shaw to Browning. He loses the handle. Sanders got it. 15-14. Knights with the lead. A wild sequence there. The Irish survive the turnover. Now Crowley swings it to Fang. Coach Lesko tried to get some reps for some of his players right before the quarter break. Pass inside. Tip goes right to Sanders. He goes up strong. He's fouled. Both teams have benefited from tip balls going right to offensive teammates. And Sander took it up strong. He was fouled by Fitzgerald. That's his second. So Browning and Fitzgerald, statistically, the two top scorers for the night, each with 2 fouls here in the first quarter. Sander shoots the first free throw. It's good. Isaiah, known for his defense. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game for good defense on the Zaragoza kid from Mackay. Zaragoza had 17 points the first time these teams split the Mackay and DeSales matched up. He had only 6 last on Tuesday, both 3-pointers in the final couple minutes. of a 16-point Irish win. Isaiah misses the second free throw. The Knights with the rebound. They'll come the other way. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shaw for three at the top. The key won't go. Fang runs down the rebound. Checks the clock. 5 seconds. Fang goes behind the back at the top of the key. Will throw up a wild one off the top of the backboard. It won't go. A very competitive first quarter. We're right where we started. Tied at 15 after 8 minutes on 1320 AM KGDC.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live at the end of the first quarter. I said we're right where we started. I meant tied at 0-0 at the start of the game. We're now tied at 15. Scoring in the first quarter. 2 for Jacobson, 2 for Miedema, 1 for Standard, and 5 each for Richmond and Leahy for DeSales Point. So some good consistent balance there as 5 different players have scored. For the Knights, Cameron Fitzgerald, 7 of their points. Malcolm Shaw hit a 3 as those two players combined for 8 quick ones to start the game, but DeSales has come back and tied it at 15. Browning has 3. And Jennings has 2. Foul trouble. The Knights, 2 of their starters, Browning and Fitzgerald, with 2 fouls each. They're both on the floor here to start the second quarter. Jennings with it. Now pass on the baseline to Browning. Browning gets by Jacobson, then has his inside pass tipped away. Loose ball picked up by Richmond, and then Browning ties them up. Possession arrow in favor of the Knights. The Knights were called for 6 first quarter fouls. The Irish for 4. The Knights were 3 of 3 from the free throw line. The Irish are just 1 of 3. The Sales first offensive possession of the second half. Second quarter, excuse me. Jacobson, left wing, deep 3. He's got it. Tyler Jacobson's got 5, and the Irish have an 18-15 lead. Their second lead of the game, their biggest lead. They led 12-10 late in the quarter, first quarter. Browning on the right wing, up top it goes to Shaw. Shaw left corner, Fitzgerald, 3 on the way, he's got it. Cameron Fitzgerald, the first player to reach double figures, he's got 10. So two seniors answer each other with 3s. Jacobson for the Irish, Fitzgerald for the Knights. Between the circles with it now is Richmond against the 2-3 zone. The Knights play a zone almost all the time. Leahy and Richmond play cast out right wing to Jacobson. Now to Crowley. 12 feet away. Turns. Ball knocked away. Gets it back from Browning. Ball knocked away again by Browning. Goes to Richmond. Shot clock at 5. Jacobson from the corner. Off the iron will go. Browning with the rebound. Browning has been very, very active. Defensively and offensively. Shaw to Browning. Down low to Jennings. Powers up on Miedema inside. Won't go. Rebound Miedema. So the both players go at it. Miedema at 6'7", wins that battle. Leahy at 6'6". He'll pull up in transition for 3. Won't go. Rebound Browning. We're tied at 18, 6'15 to go in the half. Quickly up the shot. He'll fire a quick 3 and hit it. Wow. Out left to Fitzgerald. Quick pass up to Shaw. The 5'10 senior drops it from deep on the left wing right in front of the Irish bench. The Knights have the lead back at 21-18. They hit back-to-back 3s. Fitzgerald and now Shaw. Leahy on the baseline, 18-foot. Footer goes 20. Air ball off the Irish out of bounds. So Zach Leahy, little off the mark there. 21-18, Coach Lesko stands up, calls out the defense he wants. It looks like they're going to play a little zone. So a 1-3-1 zone look for the Irish. Try to change it up on the night. Quick shot by Shaw for 3, won't go. Rebound, Richmond runs it down the corner. Outlet to some Crowley. Crowley will bring it up court. Gets it into front court now to Richmond. Richmond pulls up from 14 in the lane. In and out, stays out. Miedema with the offensive rebound. Shot blocked from behind by Jennings. Taken away by Jennings. Jennings at 6'5", the junior, won that battle with Miedema. Shaw up top to Browning now. Richmond on Browning. Browning on the drive. Cut off, kick out to Shaw. Quick three. In and out won't go. Shaw, and nobody goes after the rebound. Jennings will. He misses the shot. Caleb King, the 6'8 player, dives into the corner after the ball. He goes off of Crowley over the top of some of the band equipment and falls hard. But he'll get back out into the action. Good hustle by Caleb King. The foul on Crowley is his second. And John's going to come out of the ball game. The Sales lockout on the rebound was pretty good a moment ago. It actually went to the ground, or the floor, bounced. Nobody went after it except the Knights' Jennings. So the Knights will keep it in the front court, in their front court, leading 21-18. Now Richardson, who's in the game, has got the ball. Crossover in the lane around Leahy and scores it. Nice bucket for Brandon Richardson, the 6-foot senior's first points of the game. Knights up 23-18, 4:50 to go in the first half. In the corner, Richmond with the ball. Now to Jacobson. He'll get up top the key out of standard. Isaiah holds it overhead. Left wing to Richmond. Cameron, couple dribbles, right wing pass to Jacobson. Now on the baseline to Mina. Back to Richmond, driving to the basket. He scores. He's fouled. Nice little cut down the middle against the zone as Miedema drew the defense into the corner. And then Richmond uses his body to draw the third foul on Browning. So Browning, one of their top scorers, only has one basket tonight. Will have to sit the rest of the first half with three fouls. Richmond's got seven. He had two chances to complete a three-point play in the first quarter. Missed one. Then a lane violation gave him another chance, and he missed again. This one hits the front iron and stays short. Leahy tries to keep it alive, but Fitzgerald ends up with the tip. So Cameron, 0 for 2, officially 0 for 3, unofficially. Fitzgerald goes all the way out of the way, and it's a little lay-in, but a tip in by Richardson. Nobody blocked out. Brandon Richardson, the 6-foot senior, has scored four in a row now. 25-20, Knights up by 5. The Irish have an 18-15 lead. Now they're down by 5. Pass inside to Miedema. He puts it up. It's blocked. Out of bounds by the Knights. 6'8", Caleb King was there. Miedema will come out, and Dominic Kjellgaard comes in. Irish will run the inbound play under their own basket. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Lays pass inside. Tipped. Kjellgaard comes up with a loose ball shot, partially blocked, and goes out of bounds. Off the Knights. The Irish will try again. Fitzgerald at 6'3", making the inbound pass tough on Leahy. And now Ron Higgins, the official, will walk over and talk to the fellows about muscling each other up for inside position on the inbound play. Earlier, Richmond stood in there alone, wide open. The Knights aren't going to let him do that again. They get inside to Kjellgaard. His shot up, blocked out of there by Fitzgerald. Goes right to Jacobson, though. Now Leahy up top to standard. Swing it back to Jacobson. Jacobson can't find anybody open inside. Swing it to standard. Shot clock at 4. Jacobson fires a deep 3 right wing. Off there, won't go. Rebound Richardson. Richardson surveys the defense. Ball slapped away by Richmond. Gets it back now to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the right wing to Acosta. Acosta on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound Leahy. Then Acosta slaps him across the arm, coming back the other way. And that's 8 fouls now on the Knights. So if the Irish can start hitting some free throws where they're just 1 of 4, all by Cameron Richmond. No, excuse me, Isaiah Standard hit 1 of 2. The Irish can get back in this one. They've been outscored 10-2 after leading 18-15 to start off this second quarter. Leahy's first free throw is good. It's the all-important front end of the 1-1. Zach's got 6 points. That foul on Acosta was his first. The Irish will try to stay close at the free throw line here in the final 3.5 minutes of the first half. Leahy hits them both. Buzzer sounds. Jennings will check in for Caleb King. So King at 6'8 comes out. Jennings at 6'5 comes in. Solid height for the Knights. 25-22. Irish trail by 3. Fitzgerald splits the defense. Gets it left corner to Shaw. Shaw with a long jumper won't go. Rebound Richardson is put back. Won't go. Jennings with the rebound and tip it on the other side. The Irish not blocking out at the offensive end, or the defensive end on the board. They'll give and go. Leahy to Richmond. Leahy loses his feet and gets it off the standard. Now Richmond on the right wing. drive into the lane. We got a whistle on a push foul called on the Knights, and that will send Cameron Richmond to the free throw line. Keep attacking the basket and get to the line. The foul on Acosta is second, and that will bring Jake Terry to the scorer's table for Acosta. Remember, Cameron Fitzgerald is playing with two fouls. It'd be nice to get a third on him. 3:03 to go in the half. Irishtown 27-22. Cameron Richmond's 0 for 2 at the line. Has 7 points. The senior will shoot the front end of the 1-on-1. He's got it. So the Irish, after going 1 of 4, have now hit 3 in a row from the line. 27-23. Close ball game here. 3 minutes to go. Southeast 2B conference matchup. Both teams undefeated in conference play early in the season. Second free throw off the mark, rebound Fitzgerald. Irish will not play tomorrow night, neither will Wava. The Irish will travel to Waitsburg to take on Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee. Irish force a turnover inside and come back the other way now. Richmond with it on the left wing. Kicks a couple dribbles, jumps up in the lane, goes up for a tough shot on Jennings, won't go. Jennings with the rebound as it knocked away by Kelgard. Richardson picks up the loose ball, now Terry with it for the Knights. Now Fitzgerald, the 6'3 senior, will slow it down into front court for the Knights. In the black road uniforms, Terry, pass up top to Shaw. Jacobson on him, Shaw puts the ball on the floor, goes in the lane, dumps it to Richardson, he lays it in. Shaw breaks down the defense. Brandon Richardson, the 6-foot senior, off the bench, has scored 6 in this quarter. Inside to Standard. Standard puts up a wild one. The 6-foot junior got some position inside, but he knew the tall guys were coming. Threw up a wild one. Quickly the other way. The Knights get it to Jake Terry, and he lays it in for his first bucket. So the Knights have equaled their biggest lead now, up 31-23, an 8-point advantage. Their biggest since being up 8-0 to start the ball game. The Irish came back and tied it at 10, and then it was a 15 all at the end of the quarter. Jacobson, long shot, rebound tip. Leahy's got it. He'll fire a 3 from the corner, leaves it short. Terry with the rebound. To Fitzgerald, quickly up the shot, back to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald drives in the lane, that gives off to Jennings. Bounce pass for Richardson, too low, too hard, out of bounds. A little bit of overpassing for the Knights there. 1:24 to go in the first half. The Sails trying to stop the Knight momentum. Irish down by 8 right now, 31-23. After being tied with the Knights after one quarter, they've been outscored 16-8 here in the second quarter. Jacobson deep on the right wing. Left wing pass goes to Richmond. Down low to Kelgard. Blocked from behind by Caleb King at 6'8". Kelgard was open, but King blocked the shot. Quickly running the other way. Jennings on the run. Catches it and scores it athletically running the floor. The Knights have their biggest lead of the game at 10. Their link coming to bear there. The 6'8 King with the block shot. Went off the backboard, started the fast break. Jennings at 6'5", running hard, caught it, and laid it in athletically. We're inside a minute to go, first half. The Sails down 10. Richmond has it knocked away by Shaw. 39.1 seconds to go in the half. 13 on the shot clock. Richmond inbound right from the Knight bench. Kick it into Leahy out near half court. Zach will set the offense at the top of the key. Now right wing goes to Richmond. Up top to Jacobson. Looks from the left corner, nobody open. Inside to Kelgard. He dumps it off to Richmond. He goes up strong and lays it in. Nice assist by Kelgard. Cameron's got 10 to lead the Irish. Sails down 8. Fitzgerald with 19 seconds to go in the half. Passes the shot. Top to Terry. Terry, jump stop. Passes for Fitzgerald. Knocked away by Sanders. Fitzgerald gets it back. Drives in. Dumps it to Jennings. Wide open for the lane. Fitzgerald draw all the white jersey defense to the top of the key. Jennings, or the top of the inside of the key. Jennings hits the wide open shot. Richmond misses from 3 at the buzzer. The Knights lead by 10 at the half, 35-25 on 1320 AM KGDC.
What do you do when 96% of your customers are happy? If your community bank, you figure out how to thrill all the rest. In a recent survey, 96% of our customers said they were either satisfied or very satisfied with their banking experience. We say, that's a great start, but we're not satisfied. We're going to keep working hard every day to help our customers reach their financial dreams. We've done it for nearly 60 years. We're local money, working for local people. Community Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half and the shoe shuffle. Sponsor for the Lady Irish Cheerleaders for a Dairy Queen gift card. You come out the half court, take your shoes off, the cheerleaders throw them all over the gym floor when you have your eyes closed. And then you got to run around and find your shoes and get back to half court. And the first one gets a gift card. Looks like they had a tie because two Assumption youngsters, little McCullough kid, I think he's a third grader, and then Peyton Graham, who's in the fifth grade, charge off the court with their gift cards. Well, the Irish up against a very good Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights boys team out, down 8-0 right out of the chutes. It might have been 8-2, I don't remember exactly, but then DeSales came back to tie it at 10, and we're tied at the end of the first quarter at 15. But in the second quarter, the Irish offense struggled. The Knights got points from five different players. The zone defense, they're tall inside, they blocked some shots, got out in transition, they've hit the offensive boards, they can hit the three, they outscored the Irish 20-10 in the second quarter. The Irish trail by 10, 35-25 at the half. Well, on the girls' side of this doubleheader, it was over early. The Lady Irish, a little bit of a sluggish effort against the much-improved Mackay team on Tuesday, but tonight, on Thursday, the Lady Irish came out of the chute early and never looked back in a 53-21 win over the Lady Knights. The Irish girls 3-0 in Southeast 2B Conference play. We'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
It sure seems that everyone is pressed for time. When you're in a hurry, it's nice to know your Walla Walla Farmers Co-op store is close by. Because the C-Store is open 24 hours a day, you've got time. The C-Store offers delicious deli lunch specials for under $5, and they have the coldest drinks in town. Stop by the drive-thru and order your favorite hot or cold espresso in the comfort of your car. You can always count on friendly staff and friendly prices at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op C-Store, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Whether you are repairing your heating and cooling system or replacing it with a high-efficient comfort system, you'll feel the difference with Total Comfort Solutions. At Total Comfort Solutions, our team is committed to making our customers number one with premium service and constant communication. Our Lennox SLP98 is the quietest, high-efficient furnace you can buy, and for a limited time, receive no interest financing on qualifying Lennox high-efficient comfort systems. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales, visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. His girls playing their third game in an eight-day stretch tonight. A league game against Walla Walla Valley Academy after kind of a sluggish 10-point win at Mackay on Tuesday. Coach Duncan, your girls certainly were ready to play tonight right from the start.
Yeah, they were. I thought they came out and had good energy and they executed pretty well offensively. You know, we talked before the game, you know, and you've dealt with this too. And, you know, when you face adversity, how are you going to respond? And we didn't have a good outing the other night and we kind of laid an egg. And I said, you know, the big deal is how are we going to respond to it? And I thought they did. I thought they responded really well.
18 first quarter points, Therese Acock, obviously very relaxed. Mm-hmm. Offensively, 13 first quarter points, 20 in the first half. How do you keep that shooting confidence going for her?
Well, hopefully she won't start thinking again. You know, and that's the big thing. She just kind of started overthinking. She missed a couple, and she's been shooting obviously really, really well. And so she kind of went through a little bit of a struggle the last few games, and then she started thinking about it. And I just told her before the game, and I could see her struggling a little bit and her hanging her head a little bit. And I just told her, you got to quit thinking. I mean, you got to quit overthinking this. You're not as bad off as you think you are. And she came out, and she thought the same thing, and she came out, and boy, she shot the ball well.
Yep, 20 points, 20 in the first half, 24th of the game. And then you got a lot of minutes for your young players.
Yeah.
All five of them out there at once. I know it got a little shaky at times, but it's nice to get those girls a minute. They practice very hard.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Some of them are getting on the floor every game, and they're going to have to. They're going to have to help us down the stretch. You know, it's not very often we're going to have all five of them in there at the same time. They're going to be in there with some of our older kids. And you can see where they really understand what the role is with the older kids because they play the same role when they're out there like so we got to kind of change that mentality a little bit. They got to be a little more aggressive, but yeah, it's been good. They've gotten better and better, and hopefully we'll continue to see good things from them.
I hope so too. Well, tonight starts the second half of the schedule numbers wise. This is your 11th game. You're 8-3. You're undefeated in conference. Obviously off to a good start. Dairy Queen player of the game tonight.
It'd be kind of hard not to give it to Teresa, I would sure say.
Yeah, she certainly got us off to a great start. 24 points, 20 in the first half.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, you got the night off tomorrow night. Head up to Waitsburg on Saturday. We'll see you then.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan, always willing to come up and visit, win, lose, or draw. And the Irish girls win at 53-21. The Irish boys up against a very good Walla Walla Valley Academy Knight team, but they're competing hard, down 35-25 at the half. We'll be back with halftime stats and second half action on 1320 AM KGDC.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Well, we're just about ready to go in the second half. Let's get the scoring stats to you. For the night, very good balance. for their 35 points. A lot of guys have contributed. Jake Terry has two. Three for Zach Zane Browning. The Irish have settled him down a little bit. He's one of their top scorers. But they've got a lot of guys who can score. Malcolm Shaw has six. Brandon Richardson has six. Austin Jennings has eight. And Cameron Fitzgerald has 10. Four to Sales, Isaiah Standard has one. Two for Cole Miedema. Five for Tyler Jacobson. Seven for Zach Leahy. And 10 for Cameron Richmond. The Irish did get to the free throw line eight times, but hit only four of them. They've got to try to continue to do that. They forced the Knights into nine first-half fouls, while the Irish committed just five. Cameron Richmond and John Crowley have two each. For the Knights, Fitzgerald and Acosta have two each, and Zane Browning has three. Browning, Fitzgerald, Jennings, King, and Shaw will start the second half, and Shaw will get the ball and bounce and quickly throw it away across court. And that gives me a chance to recognize a couple of the Southeast 2B coaches across the way. Joe Perez and his assistant from the Tri-City Prep Jaguars watching the action, as is Tavis Crittenden of Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy. Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy has lost to WAVA 55-48. Tri-City Prep's Jaguars undefeated in conference play. They're very talented. They and the Knights figure to be the top two teams, and Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee will probably challenge them. There's a long shot, long or high rebound, and Cameron Richmond gets underneath, inadvertently underneath Browning, going high for the rebound. Browning comes down on his back and falls down. Just a kind of a wrong place at the wrong time foul on Cameron, and that is the third on Richmond. Neither team has scored here in the second half. That's Shaw with the balls. Jacobson on him. Jacobson, Crowley, Miedema, Leahy, and Richmond on the floor for the Irish. Down low, Fitzgerald's got to get to Jennings. He drives in, collides with Miedema. We'll see if they call that on the shot. And that's Miedema's second foul. Yes, it is a shooting foul, and Austin Jennings will go to the line. The Knights did not shoot a free throw in the second quarter. In fact, Cameron Fitzgerald was the only player to shoot free throws in the first half, as he scored seven quick points for the Knights, five of their first eight, going three for three in the loft from the line in the process. Jennings misses the first one, hits the second. The Knights hit them both. I'm sorry, I thought he missed the first one. 37-25, the Knights have a 12-point advantage, their biggest of the game. They led by eight early in the first quarter. Irish came back and tied it at the end of the quarter. Sales actually took an 18-15 lead on the first basket of the second quarter, but then the Knights went on a 10-2 run. Long shot by Jacobson won't go. Rebound Jennings. Irish got to try to stay in it here early in the third quarter. Browning up top to Shaw. Quick three. He's got a quick release. Won't go. Rebound Jennings with Miedema and Crowley fighting for it, and the ball goes out of bounds off the Sales. Jennings just out-physicaled both Crowley and Miedema for that ball. Three juniors going at it. Nice little inbound on the sideline at the very end of their bench. The bench, end of the bench, closest to the sideline. Lob inside for Fitzgerald, stolen by Cameron Richmond. Cameron right out of the way will try to go coast to coast with it. He can't score it, but he's fouled. So Cameron, with the good defense, sniffed out the lob on the inbound. And then Jennings fouls him. That's the second on Jennings. Stops the clock with 6:27 to go in the third quarter. And sends Cameron to the free throw line, where he was one of four in the first half. Cameron uncharacteristically struggling from the line. And that reminds me, Cameron, in his youth, was a Knights of Columbus free throw state champion. And that reminds me that the Knights of Columbus free throw shooting championships are coming up two Saturdays away on January 24th at the DeSales Gym. It's a no-cost event sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. Starts at 9 a.m. If you have questions, you can call Doug Veneri at 525-4131 or 386-5427. Doug Vinary, Knights of Columbus, in charge of the free throw shooting competition. Richmond hits one of two. Irish down 37-26. We got a rebound foul inside on a shot by Fitzgerald. It's going to be on the night. Fouls on Caleb King, the 6'8 senior, first of the ball game. He made his presence known with that height a couple times in the first half. One block shot that bounced off the backboard and led to a fast break the other way for the Knights. Irish down 11 with the ball. Richmond gets a tough pass away from Browning. Now low to Miedema. Back to Richmond. Double team. Down low to Miedema to Jacobson. Swing at the lady. Inside to Crowley. Crowley goes up for a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Jennings. Good ball movement for the Irish. Crowley is 6'2", trying to finish inside. Couldn't quite get it to go. Fitzgerald on the drive the other way. Goes up strong on Crowley. Won't go. Rebound Miedema. Good defense by Crowley. Head to Richmond. He flies by the defense. Leaves it short on the lane attempt. Crowley will save the rebound back to Richmond. He has it partially blocked by King. Crowley gets it back, double pump, and scores it. John Crowley, very physical, gets the ball back and double pumps it in there. Irish within nine. Browning, a wild three-pointer, backboard, nothing else. Irish with the rebound, little run going here. They got it down to single digits. Down low to Crowley. Puts up the shot, blocked by King. Caleb King at 6'8", slots it out of there. 28 on the shot clock, but you got to keep challenging inside. King's going to come out of the game, and Brandon Richardson, the 6-foot senior, checks in. We'll see if the Irish can take advantage. Richardson at 6-foot. They lob it inside to meet him. I catches it. Sides it too hard. They got the tough touch pass. Leahy, a nice pass to meet him, but he couldn't finish inside. Tried to catch it and kiss it off the glass before coming down. Irish down 9. Browning drives in, puts up a tough shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound tipped around Crowley, and Browning goes to Jack Richmond with the rebound. Long baseball pass to Jacobson, who leads it for Needham up for the easy lay-in. Timeout, Walla Walla Valley Academy. We'll keep it here. That was a nice sequence. Richmond chased down the rebound, saw the numbers 2-on-1, and Jacobson did a great job of drawing Fitzgerald, just let him fly by looking for the block shot. Shoveled to the 6'7 Miedema, who lays it in. So the Irish are down 37-30. We talked about the Knights of Columbus free throw shoot. The senior class at DeSales is sponsoring a pancake breakfast at Applebee's. They're selling tickets for the breakfast. It will go from 8 to 10 on Saturday, January 31st. You can buy the tickets at $8 a piece from any senior. Or you can call the DeSales office at 525-3030 for more information on the Applebee's Flapjack Breakfast, Saturday, January 31st, to support the senior fundraiser. After the timeout, the Knights limp down. The Irish show some pressure. The Knights break it. They've got a 3-on-1 shot of Jennings. Jennings lays it in. Good teams make you pay when you're pressed, and the Knights are a good team. They're up 39-30. So Coach Lesko, hoping to catch the Knights off guard after the timeout, couldn't do it. High lob pass off Richmond's hands. Browning's got it. Jacobson gets back. Browning to Shaw. He lays it in. Now we've got a stoppage of play as Cameron Richmond and another DeSales player hit the deck hard going after that high lob. So Cameron's going to come out of the game, and Isaiah Sander will come in. Cameron will try to shake that off as the sales down 9, or down 11 now, 41-30, halfway through the third quarter. The sales playing tough on the Knights, been outscored 6-5 in the quarter, but they trailed by 10 at the half. Leahy deep on the left wing, looking inside, nobody open. Up top it goes to Standard, down low for Miedema, tips away and out of bounds. Hard to get it on the baseline against the Knights zone. Fitzgerald at 6'3", but he plays taller than that. He can jump. He's got long arms. Jennings at 6'5", and Richardson at 6'. Kelgar's going to check in for Miedema. They lob it inside to Crowley. Kick out to Jacobson. 3 on the way. Off the arm on go. Long rebound, Shaw. Shaw outlet to Fitzgerald. The Knights working on an 11-point lead with the ball. Fitzgerald getting inside on Crowley. Dumps it down low to Jennings. Powers it up. Off the arm, we'll go. Rebound, Kelgard, and he's fouled. Nice, strong rebound by Dominic Kelgard, the 6'1 senior. The foul is on Jennings, his third on the night. The Irish have committed two fouls in the second half. 3:35 to go, third quarter. The Sails down double digits at 41-30. After 15 first quarter points, the Irish have had found offense hard to come by. They've scored just 15 since then. Lady, cross-court pass to Jacobson. Down low to Crowley. Crowley turns and shoots it over the top of Jennings. Elgar, the rebound blocked out of there by Jennings on the putback. And Richardson can't control the deflection, and it goes out of bounds off the Knights. Several substitutions. Cameron Richmond's going to check back in. That's good news as Jacobson comes out. And for the Knights, Jennings, Shaw, and Fitzgerald, three starters come out. Terry and Acosta come in along with Browning, who checks back in. Shot in the corner, won't go. Rebound shot by Leahy. Rebound by Crowley. He kicks it out to Richmond. Richmond hits the three. Nice shot by John Crowley, keeping that possession alive with the offensive rebound. Irish within eight at 41-33. 2:53 to go, third quarter. Browning left wide open for three. He'll take it. Off the back iron won't go. Richardson, the long rebound. Kick out to Browning. Browning loses the handle, tries to shove it to King. Ball's loose. Richmond's got it. Richmond, one on three, will pull up from 8 feet, hit it. Cameron scored five in a row, and DeSales is within six. They've scored the last five, all by Cameron Richmond. So the Irish from down 11 to down six with 2:25 to go in the third. Crowley reaches in behind it. Terry knocks the ball loose, that fouls him. And that's three on Crowley. DeSales has three second-half fouls. Only three players have committed fouls for DeSales. Richmond and Crowley, though, each with three. Needham on the bench with two. Now Jacobson's going to come in for Crowley. So Crowley comes out. We've got Richmond, Standard, Kelgard, Leahy, and Jacobson on the floor for DeSales. Acosta on the drive for the Knights. Cut off. Keeps his dribble, though. He's trapped underneath now. And should be a three-second call. No three-second call. Ball's loose now. Now Browning and Standard tied up. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish. So Kelgard will inbound to Leahy. So the Irish with the ball, trailing by just six after being down 11 a moment ago. Leahy with the ball, Bievel. Turn, shoots from 15. He's got it. The Irish are back within four as Leahy hits the soft jumper from the left elbow. 41-37, inside 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Up top to Browning, Standard on him. The Sails not going away. Nice late third quarter surge. Let's see if they can finish the quarter strong. Acosta, down up top to Terry. Looks to the three, won't take it, now drives in. Pass down low for King, off his leg. Richardson and Kelgard tied up. It'll be Knights basketball with 12 on the shot clock. And Coach Wagner says, let's get this pushed back up offensively if we can. He sends three starters back in. Fitzgerald, Jennings, and Shaw come back in the ballgame. So Coach Wagner has his starting five on the floor. And senior Malcolm Shaw says, hey, the floor is wet. So Blue Mountain League official Jim Sanders will wipe things up as best he can. And the Knights will inbound under their own basket. Jennings and Shaw at the elbows. King at 6'8 outside the arc on the right side. Fitzgerald on the left. They throw it high to Jennings. Now off to Browning. Long three. He's got it. Step play. Jennings handed it back to him. Stood there as a screen. Browning elevates and drills a deep three. And just like that, the Knights back up by seven. Down low to Kelgard. Can't finish inside off the glass. Caleb King at 6'8 strong with the rebound. Outlet to Fitzgerald. A minute 10 to go, third quarter. In the corner to Browning. Three on the way again. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound, tips out of bounds. King touched it last for the night. So the Sails with the ball, down seven. We're within four before Browning hits that three. High post to Standard. Pass down low, tipped out of bounds by the night. Oh, they say it wasn't tipped. Just off the Irish. But the Sails turns it over with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cameron Richmond's going to get a break. Good substitution for Coach Lesko as Cameron has three fouls. Don't want to pick up a fourth one here in the final minute. Frank Fang has checked in for him. Inside to King at 6'8". He's got it. Fitzgerald through the defense, just put a soft pass up to the 6'8 senior. King's first pass of the game. Leahy drives in, dumps it for Kelgard, has it knocked away. Nice job by Zach breaking down the defense. Had Kelgard open. The Knights recovered at the last second. Leahy inbound, get down low to Kelgard. Shoots it up over King, partially blocked. And Fitzgerald with the loose ball. Tough to compete with the 6'8 senior inside. Browning, long three, won't go. Rebound, Jennings inside. Shovels it to Fitzgerald. Up top to Browning. He'll fire the three again, won't go. Rebound, Frank Fang. Frank stripped from behind, gets the ball back. Now to Leahy. 16 seconds to go in the third. Irish down by 9, 46-37. Swing it to Jacobson. He'll fire the three. He's got it. Tyler Jacobson with 8 seconds to go in the quarter gets the Irish within six. Now Fitzgerald loses the ball out of bounds. Jennings threw it into him. Standard right there pressing Fitzgerald. He lost the handle. With 3.8 seconds to go in the quarter, John Lesko will bring in Richmond and Miedema, get some scores in here, and try to get within three on a three maybe. Here with 3.8 seconds. He'll inbound in the sideline. They get it to Richmond. He checks the clock, gets Browning in the air, fires a deep three. He got it. Got Browning in the air and drains a three at the buzzer. So Coach Lesko, situational substitution. Cameron scores 9 in the quarter, including a 3 at the buzzer. And just like that, the Irish are within 3 at 46-43 with 8 minutes left on 1320 AM KGDC.
Mayhem is everywhere.
On the football, your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually, we're going to meet. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Your Allstate agent in Walla Walla is Michelle Culligan at 425 West Titan Street. And your Allstate dog is Nellie.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The Sales has their best offensive quarter. Exclamation point on it. A three-pointer at the buzzer by Cameron Richmond. Outscore the Knights 18-11 in the third quarter and lead by just 3 now with 8 minutes left. Richmond down low to Crowley to start the fourth quarter. Leaves it short over the 6'8 King. King with the rebound. Now to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the drive. Goes up over Miedema. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Jennings. Jennings after Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald drives in. Cut off. Kick out to Shaw. Shaw tries to drive on Jacobson. Cut off to Fitzgerald. Now to Browning. Browning in the lane. A little scoop shot. He's got it. Zane Browning's got 8. And the Knights lead is back to 5 at 48-43. Both teams with their starting 5 on the floor to start the fourth quarter. Jacobson, Richmond, Crowley, Miedema, and Leahy for the Irish. Shaw, Browning, Fitzgerald, King, Jennings for the Irish, for the Knights, excuse me. Shot missed inside by Miedema. Rebound Knight, quickly the other way. Outlet to Shaw, top of the key, 3, he's got it. The Knights score 5 quick ones to jump their lead back up to, oh, they said that was a 2, not a 3, okay. 50-43. 6:40 to go in the ballgame. In the lane to Crowley. Right baseline now to Leahy. Kicking the corner to Jacobson. 3 on the way, won't go. Rebound Fitzgerald inside. Fitzgerald pushes it the other way. Kicks left corner to Browning. 3 on the way, in and out. Rebound, Caleb King. Shot blocked by Leahy. King at 6'8", blocked by Leahy. And then Leahy recovers it. Gets it to Richmond. Back to Leahy into front court. Left corner pass now to Jacobson. Back to Leahy, left wing. Pass down low for Crowley. Fighting to get possession. He will. Gets it to Richmond. Richmond, runner in the lane. Won't go. Rebound, Caleb King. To Fitzgerald. Quick outlet to Browning. Leahy's back. Browning challenges him, flips the shot up, won't go, rebound, meet him, a nice defense by Leahy, timeout on the floor. A little bit of a hectic, helter-skelter pace. John Lefkoe wants to talk things over. 5:56 to go in the ballgame. DeSales down 50-43. They'll have the ball when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
This ad was put in the Walla Walla Union Bulletin in 1950 by Dale Graves Buick GMC. Efficiency in operation, excellence in workmanship, and fairness in pricing of our work is making this one of the most popular automotive repair shops in Walla Walla. Complete automotive repair and a desire to give just the service you want. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc. Those words are just as true now as they were in 1950. If you do it right, your good reputation supersedes almost everything. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, Walla Walla.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Irish head coach John Lefkoe saw his team get the momentum back at the end of the third quarter on a Tyler Jacobson three and then a buzzer beating three by Cameron Richmond. But the Irish seem to be trying a little too hard offensive, a little overly aggressive. Things aren't working out for him. It's been a little helter skelter, and he doesn't want to see the momentum lost. So he called the timeout. Richmond drives baseline, shot blocked out of there by King again. It's 6-8. Here come the Knights the other way. Fitzgerald in the lane. Can't hit the shot. In traffic. Rebound Miedema to Richmond. Ahead to Jacobson. Jacobson pulls up on the baseline. His pass tipped away. Taken by Browning. Now it's knocked out of bounds on a pass up court. Knocked out of bounds by Richmond. The Knights have turned up the heat defensively. Nearly 3 minutes into this fourth quarter, the Irish, after scoring 18 in the third, have not scored here in the fourth quarter. And outscored 4-0. Fitzgerald dribbles right, now gets it to Browning. Will spin to the basket, leaves it for King, and he lays it in. Browning drew the defense. Caleb King at 6-8, an easy bucket there. And the Knights, just like that, are up by 9 at 52-43. They've outscored the Irish 6-0 here in the fourth quarter. To Richmond, down low to Crowley. He loses the handle. Crowley worked hard to get the post position. Cameron hit him. John just couldn't hang on to it. Needham checks out of the ballgame. And Isaiah Standard checks in. So Crowley and Standard, who typically trade defensive assignments, are both in there together. And the Irish show a little 1-3-1 zone. Browning on the dribble, lose the dribble. Slams it off Jacobson's leg, but it goes right to Leahy. Now players collide, players falling. Traveling is the call. And John Lefkoe wants to know why they didn't call foul or traveling on Browning, as he was just pushing his shoulder on the dribble into the defender. I don't remember who it was. The defender just got out of his way, and he fell to the floor with the ball, slid, and then tried to throw it off Jacobson's leg. Shaw on the right wing with it. Drives in. Scoop to the hoop, tough shot, hits the deck, he'll go to the free throw line. The Sales got to regroup here. As the Knights, as a good team will do, is surviving the Irish momentum at the end of that third quarter. The foul is on Leahy, his first. Shaw will go to the free throw line, he's got 10. His first trip to the free throw line, he hits it, he's got 11. The Knights are perfect from the free throw line, 6 for 6. The Irish are just 5 of 10. Shaw hits both. He's got 12 now. Cameron Richmond leads all scorers with 19. Irish down by 11. Leahy dribbles at the top of the key. He's sandwiched there, stripped. Shaw goes the other way, misses the lay-in. Browning gets the rebound. He's fouled hard on the putback attempt. As Browning and Shaw just attacked Leahy at the top of the key, stripped him and went the other way. It's getting really physical. Foul on Crowley, his fourth. And Browning will shoot two. Stops the clock with 4:11 to go in the ballgame. Browning misses the first one. the first miss of the game for the night. We were 7-7, 7-7 before that miss. 54-43, Walla Walla Valley Academy on top. Brown hits the second one. He's got 9 points. The Knights have 3 players in double figures. Jennings with 12, Fitzgerald with 10, Shaw with 12. Standard to Leahy, to Jacobson. Down low to Fowley. He's double-teamed and a reach-in foul's called. That's 14 fouls on the Knights. Fouls on Fitzgerald, his third, but he's done a nice job. He picked two fouls in the first quarter, and that's his first foul since. Leahy in the right corner to Fowley, up top to Jacobson, looking to get it back in the quarter, can't do it. Good defense by Fitzgerald. They wanted to get it to Leahy in the corner. Now to Jacobson. He'll fire a deep three and got it. That was an NBA range. Tyler kind of wound up and hucked it up there and got the rainbow three to go. Tyler's got 11, and they got the Irish back within 9. Shaw fire a deep three the other way, and he catches it and shoots it so quick. He's got 7 in the quarter, 15 for the game, and just like that, the Knights back up by 12 as Shaw answers Jacobson's three with a three of his own. 58-46, 3:15 to go. The Sales got to see if they can get one more run in them. A pass inside for Crowley, but Crowley and Richardson had got tangled up and both fell down. Kind of like the quarterback who throws the ball to the receiver who falls down the route. No pass interference in basketball, so the Irish turn it over. 3:10 to go. The Knights up 12. Sales got to get a stop here. In the left corner, Shaw. He'll shoot the three. Off the elbow, go. Rebound, Leahy. Leahy is bumped by Browning, and that's going to be 4 on Browning. Zach Leahy does a nice job of seeking the contact on the dribble. Drew the foul on Browning. That's 5 fouls on the Knights. Timeout. 3 minutes left. Coach Lesko trying to get some offense out of his guys. Just one basket in the fourth quarter for DeSales. Irish trail 58-46 with the ball when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
Choosing new flooring or countertops for your home? Connor's Mr. Carpet in College Place has been helping Walla Wallans make these important decisions since the 1970s. We have the knowledge and experience to provide you with top quality products for every budget. Whether it's carpet or vinyl, hardwood, tile or laminate, or even solid surface countertops and window blinds, we use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call 522-0176.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live as the Sales had their biggest offensive quarter in the third, outscoring the Knights 18-13. Tyler Jacobson and Cameron Richmond hit threes at the end of that quarter. Cameron, the buzzer beater, to pull the Irish within 3 points. But the Knights have responded with very tenacious defense. The Sales has just one field goal here in the fourth quarter. They've been outscored 12-3. Fortunately, the field goal was a three-pointer. So the Irish will work offensively now after the timeout. Richmond, Crowley, Frank Fang is in the ballgame. Zach Leahy and Tyler Jacobson. John Lesko shakes his head as he didn't like the offensive set. Richmond turns it over. In the lane, Browning heads the other way and lays it in. That's not what Coach Lesko wanted. You could tell about halfway through the offensive set, he shook his head that that's not what I want. And then Richmond just drove into 3 players, lost the ball, and the Knights are up by 14. See if the Irish can get it going here. They've got to shoot quick, and the Knights are really smelling some blood now. They've turned up the heat. They get the Fang, the lead. Gets to the basket and scores. A nice little give and go there between Frank Frang and Zach Leahy. Zach's got 11. Irish down 60-48. Defensive chance from the Irish cheerleaders. In the corner, Shaw. He'll shoot the quick three. He's got it. Shaw has 10 in the quarter, 18 for the game. His 4th three-pointer. He catches it and shoots it quick. The Irish defense was chasing him around the screen, and he caught it and shot it. It looks a little bit. Certainly not a complete comparison, but he's quick with the release, kind of like Kevin Pango. Irish lose it again. Here comes Fitzgerald in traffic the other way. Won't go. He hits the deck hard. Crowley fouled him hard. And I think that's going to be five fouls on Crowley. And Scott Wagner feels like there might have been some intent there with that foul. John Crowley, very physical for foul, and Scott Wagner's upset. And still talking to Brian Richards. And they've got their hands on each other talking, but I think it's respectful. But Wagner very fired up, trying to stand up for his own player. That foul on Crowley, I had him down for five. The scores table says it's only his fourth. So that they're just a hard foul. And Fitzgerald will shoot two free throws. And Crowley's going to come out of the game for Cole Miedema. Usually they have the player shoot the first free throw first, but I guess they decide not to. Not sure why they did it that way, but they did. So Fitzgerald, who has not scored here in the second half, but he scored 7 in the first quarter to give his Knights off to a good start. He hits the free throw there, and it's 64-48, a 16-point lead now for the Knights. And Coach Richardson, or Coach Wagner, will start getting his starters out of the ball game. He takes Jennings out, puts Richardson in. And the second free throw is off the mark by Fitzgerald, rebound by Miedema. Knights did not contest the rebound. They're just back ready to play defense. They don't need any more points. They just got to stop any quick ones from the Irish. Miedema powers into the lane. Shot blocked with foul by Caleb King. King pinned the ball, but what you don't see is his arm was on Miedema's arm all the way up. Caleb King's second foul. Cole Miedema will shoot two free throws with 1:24 to go in the ballgame. Irish down 16. Each team with 6 fouls, so free throws on all fouls except offensive player control fouls from here on out. Miedema misses the first one, and the free throw woes continue for the Knights, or the Irish, excuse me, not the Knights, as Walla Walla Valley Academy has hit 9 out of 11 unofficially. The Irish are just 5 of 11. Miedema hits the second one. Cole's got 5. 64-49, 15-point, 64-49, 15-point Walla Walla Valley Academy advantage. Around the top, Terry, around to Shaw, who fired the free. Shaw, bombs away. No mercy. Bombs away. 13th fourth quarter point, and it's a 67-49 game. Richmond down low to Kelgar, shoots it off the side of the backboard, rebound Browning. Terry Shaw wants it again. Terry keeps it, gets it back to Shaw. Richmond on it. In the corner, Browning. He'll fire the three and hit it. The Knights answering the challenge from the Irish from the third quarter. Bombs away from three. They're hitting on all cylinders. Standard missing the three. Miedema with the rebound. He's fouled on the footback. With 37.6 seconds to go. Now Coach Wagner will get to the Browns' pleasure. He'll get the reserves in the ballgame. So Shaw, 13 fourth quarter points, 21 for the game. Miedema will shoot two free throws. First one is off the mark. And now the two players who haven't been in the game yet will come in. Griffin Wells, 6 foot sophomore, and I'm sure a crowd favorite, Graham. Rico, 4 senior. Graham, a 5 foot four senior. Rico's got a lot of hair. I'm just going to say that. The whole flock of birds can make a nest in there. He's got the big afro going. Wearing double zero. Wearing double zero. Miedema hits the second one. So let's see if they can get all over to Paul Rico in the final 33 seconds. And Dr. Rico, he'll climb up the left hand three up the eye. Won't go. He's got the ball back. He throws it up again right to Richardson, who lays it in. So
Does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson and Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Whether it's lunchtime, holiday time, game time, or family dinner time, any time is a great time for good eats, especially if they come from Cucini, Italian imports and deli. Cucini's house-cured salami and cheese trays are works of art, and their take-and-bake dishes will have all family or dinner guests thinking you spent all day cooking in the kitchen. New owners Chad and Michelle Marticelli-Kelgard continue on with Cucini's tradition of delectable, mouth-watering, palate-pleasing Italian deliciousness. Cucini's 960 Wallula Avenue, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back live as on a school night, a good crowd on hand. We'll filter out the split and the double header between the Knights of Walla Walla Valley Academy over in College Place and the Sales Irish here in Walla Walla. The Irish Generals win easily 53-21, and the Knights of Walla Walla Valley Academy on the boys' side start fast and finish strong. They jumped out to a quick 8-0 lead. The Irish answered the challenge, tied it at the end of one quarter. 15, then the Knights outscored the Irish 20-10, the lead by 10 at the half. The Sales responded, outscoring the Knights 18-11 in the third quarter, including a buzzer beater by Cam Richmond. But that was the hit for the Irish momentum. They went into the fourth quarter trailing 46-43. The Knights scored 28 fourth quarter points. Malcolm Shaw, 14 on his own, the 5'10 senior. They outscored the Irish 28-7 in the final 8 minutes to win it, going away at 74-50. The Sales boys fall to 6-5 on the season. For their first league loss, they'll fall to 2-1, and the girls and boys will travel to Waitsburg for games on Saturday. Let's look at scoring for the night. Two for Mike for Nikita Costa, two for Jake Terry, four for Caleb King, the 6'8 senior, Brandon Richardson, eight for Brandon Richardson, and then four players with double figures for Walla Walla Valley Academy. Cameron Fitzgerald, 11 points, 7 of those in the first quarter, 10 in the first half, but he got plenty of support in the second half. Austin Jennings had 12, 14 for Zane Browning, and then Malcolm Shaw, 22 points for the 5'10 senior, 5 for 45 threes in the game, 14 points in the fourth quarter. He leads all scorers with 22. The Knights were very solid from the free throw line all game long. They were 6-8 in the fourth quarter. Their only two misses in the game. 11-13 for the contest from the line. So four players in double figures, a 28-point fourth quarter, and 11-13 from the line. A solid offensive team. They put up 74. They failed. They hung around until the fourth quarter when they were held to just 7 points. Scoring for the sales, John Crowley had 2, 1 for Isaiah Standard, 6 for Cole Needham, and then the sales had 3 players in double figures as well. 11 for Zach Leahy, 11 for Tyler Jacobson. Tyler hit a 3 in the second, third, and fourth quarters. And then Cameron Richmond, 19 points, but his buzzer beater, fist pumping 3 at the end of the third quarter, was hit for the 6-foot senior. He did not score at the end of the fourth quarter. The Irish struggled from the free throw line, hitting just 7 of 14. Well, that's going to about do it. We'll name our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side. Let me think here. I'm thinking maybe Tyler Jacobson hit a 3 in each quarter. Cameron scored a 19. He's got a lot of them. That buzzer beating 3 was their high watermark. Zach Leahy scored in every quarter. I'm going to go ahead and go with Cameron Richmond. 19 points. The buzzer beating 3 was a very clutch play, the high watermark for the Irish. Well, with that, I'd like to thank you for listening on this Thursday night. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. Great job back at the studio by Dan tonight. And with that, we'll wrap it up. So until Saturday, when the girls tip off at 5 o'clock from Wastebrook, this is Mike Speaker saying God bless, and we'll send you back to the studio at 1320 AM KGDC.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action, 1320 AM KGDC. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.